Mispar Halacha, Sunday night, or L'chav Zayin Shvat. So my son called me today that his wife was baking already for Purim, Shalach Manas, and she was making a soft pretzel, like they have in America, soft pretzels, it's salty. Some people like it with mustard. And then she chapped that she's making flour and water, and she's baking it in an oven, and like, maybe it's hamotzi. So he called me, so he said, you know, first of all, she used already water, it was already a dough. I said, maybe cook it now, before you bake it, cook it. You can't cook dough. I mean, you could. I guess my wife said it would become a pancake or a donut if you cook it. I don't know. Anyway, she couldn't cook it. I said, bake it with the salt, maybe. What? Yeah, with water. Boil it. Okay. So that's why I am not a chef. Because I said to cook it. She was making pretzels.
Yeah, that's how you get the hard...
Okay. So it was a bad suggestion. How am I supposed to know? I'm trying to tell her to cook it so it shouldn't be hamotzi.
That's what I'm asking. Why is the bagel in Mazumdan?
What?
The question is, why is the
bagel in Mazumdan? They cook it first. I don't know. They bake it first, maybe then they cook it.
In holy bagels, I'm
in Abigail. We're not talking about that now. You want to talk about bagels? We'll talk about bagels tomorrow night. Okay? You want to talk about Israeli bagels or American bagels? The real way to make bagels you want to talk about? Or the way they make it and they try to pass it off as bagels? Howie, we know what we're talking about. They're bagels, what they call bagels. Bagel chips is rather a big question. Anyway, tonight we're talking about soft pretzels. Why soft pretzels are not hamotzi. So this is a major issue in the poskim. Not really. I mean, I don't know if soft pretzels. The shaila is a very major fundamental question. The Olam probably heard of pasabo b'kisnin, and they heard of the three things that make something pasabo b'kisnin. Pretzels don't fit into any of the three things. However, I would say it has no tzuras lechem. It doesn't look like something you're koveya su'uda on. And Bnei Adam are not koveya su'uda on it. It's the way it's eaten, the way this particular pastry, we'll call it, is eaten, is never as a kviya su'uda. You're not malafes, it's hapas, it's not a kviya su'uda. So the question is, when the Chazal and the Rishonim gave us these three definitions of pasabo b'kisnin, is it dafka, or if you want to be a lamdan, you'd say, is it a simen or a siba? The mean is it dafka, these are now the way Chazal instituted what pasabo b'kisnin means, or can you extrapolate and say, if you have something that doesn't meet any of the conditions, but because of the way it's eaten, it's not eaten b'kviya suda, it's not eaten as pas, it's eaten as a snack, so it would be pasabo b'kisnin. So this is a major shaila, and from what I've seen in the Sefer Mezuz HaBracha, the second edition, rather not this edition, there's a newer edition, so most poskim would hold it hamotzi, which would be okay, but it says it's enough poskim say it's mazonos with the tzad, because lemaisa it's not the type of thing that people are koveya suda on, so we don't have to stick strictly to the conditions. So Shlomo Zalman, he brings down in the second volume, I don't know about this one, Shlomo Zalman poskim lemaisa to make mazonos, obviously to make mazonos and ala mechia, because if you have a sofek habo b'kisnin, that's always what you're going to make. And from Zalman held, it's on the madrega of sofek. And Rosh Mul Katz will be happy to tell you that Torah HaShulchan holds you make, that you follow the metzius of the minig of people. No, Rosh Mul, no, you know, Torah HaShulchan. Hey, anyway, so lemaisa, if you're zochet to get shalachmanos from my... Oh, so she didn't make it, because by the time I researched the inyan, she decided to bake challah with that dough. So she baked challah with that dough, but then I called up my son and I told him, there's a Zalman's machriya to make mazonos, but it sounds like it's a b'dieved if you have it. But certainly, l'chatchila, you shouldn't send it to people Ashalachmonos, they're going to make it is enough of a shayla that you shouldn't make it lechatchil and send it out to people. So if you find yourself with soft pretzels, so if you don't have mustard, maybe, I'm just kidding, you can make a mazonos, lemais, if you have it. Maybe you should eat a petoch hasuda. That's always an eitzah given with such things. Okay.